bit by bit by bit, Sunday by Sunday by Sunday, because I like my favorite saying, shift happens. And where does it begin? Within each and every one of us, we're working that shift in consciousness. Oops, I guess it would help if I turn my mic on. We're working on that shift in consciousness. And this morning's message is invited to the table. You know, life is a large banquet table, and we are all invited to not only partake of the substance there, but also to bring to the table each of our unique gifts. And everyone has a gift that they can bring to the table to share with others. As an expression of divine love, guess what? We are all invited. No one is left out. We are a unique expression of God, intertwined in this great tapestry of human life. The invitation to the table is an invitation to recognize our inherent connection to one another. You know, it's a time for us to come into the awareness of the power of our thoughts, of the power of our beliefs, and intentions. Anyone said intentions? I said intentions. Every time I come through this door, I come even when the chapel is empty, and I set an intention for us to come together and just burn a blaze that reaches out and touches those out in our community. So I got a question for you this morning. What are you bringing to the table? Love, kindness, understanding? Or are you absorbed in the news of today's world and bringing fear and doubt and division? The more we realize that our thoughts can either uplift or hinder our spiritual journey, we begin to choose to think and act from a place of where? Love, peace, and truth. And it is a choice. We see others out here making all kinds of choices, don't we? But we can choose where we're going to put our energy and our thoughts and how we're going to draw in the community. We elevate not only our lives, but we also elevate the lives around us. Each contribution that each of us make from a lifted consciousness, no matter how small or how great, adds to the benefit of all involved. Through our unity, we can create a sanctuary. Did you know that? We can create a sanctuary of love and acceptance and spiritual growth. And no matter who enters our doors, this is our gift to them. This is what we say, this is our blessing. They're our blessing, and we want to give a blessing back to them by sharing unconditional love, sharing the light that's in this chapel, sharing what we bring to the table. The one thing, though, we have to remember is that this table is not exclusive. It's available to anyone who would do just as Jesus Christ bid us to do. Love one another as I have loved you. That's John 13:34. And it's a vast welcoming space for all who seek wisdom and understanding. That is our vision here, really, to create a place at the table where everyone feels valued and no one feels left out. We have an excellent example in the teachings of our co-founders, Myrtle and Charles, who taught us we are individual expressions of one presence. And when we come together, we create something greater than all that is out here in the world. You know, in today's world, we play an important role. In a world struggling to know its identity, being invited to the table also comes with a calling not only to serve one another, but to reach beyond the walls of our chapel, to be that example, to be that expression, to go about your daily lives, letting others know this is what it looks like when you let God express through you and out into the universe. So in a time when many feel isolated, in a time when many feel disconnected, and a word that I'm hearing a lot lately is unseen, let us extend our hands and our hearts. Each act of kindness, each moment of understanding draws us closer to what we were created to be. As we practice empathy, generosity, we embody the spirit that transcends barriers and fosters peace. The Christ spirit. Did you know that? Did you know you are an embodiment of peace? That you can spread joy just by being present. But it takes a state of consciousness. What state of consciousness are we living in? Here, we're all at this big bountiful table. So we're sharing peace, we're sharing wisdom, we're sharing love. We're embracing the universe. Anybody watch the Olympic opening? Oh my gosh. Embracing the universe. We hear a lot of comments, but you know what? I throw that out because I'm seeing through the eyes of spirit. And I saw a coming together of love. I saw a coming together of countries. I saw athletes coming together, each bringing to the table their own individual expression of being. I thought that was just a beautiful thing to be a witness of. Through the teachings of Jesus Christ, we learn to embrace and honor our differences, to celebrate our shared humanity. And as we come together each Sunday and at activities and classes, let us be reminded that we are called to share our gifts, to share our talents. I had someone tell me, well, I don't have a talent. Everyone has a talent. Everyone has a gift. Yours may be praying. Yours may be holding intentions. Yours may be cooking and bringing delicious meals. Or yours may be simply welcoming all into this chapel, being present, being that spirit that is moving and drawing together all in its path. Yeah, just like a well-prepared meal. The richness of our community can only come from a variety of ingredients. Each of us bring our unique experiences, cultures, perspectives. And I just happen to think, if you're not here in the chapel, if you're watching this, and you're not a member of Unity Church of Light, that's okay, because wherever you are, wherever you go, you bring a variety of ingredients. Unique experiences, cultures, and perspectives. Yeah, I like the thought that I'm trying to project out now in our environment. Shift happens. No matter what things, the appearances look like, shift happens. We're rising, we're lifting, know that. In our experience here, we're creating something beautiful and fulfilling. And guess what? It's a feast for all those hungry souls. But we have to shine the light. We have to keep that light blazing. The past few weeks I've been asking, what's your why? I hope you've been giving it some thought. I invite each of you to reflect on your personal invitation to this table. Our why could be many things. Maybe you come for community. Maybe you come to feel that unconditional love. Maybe you come to hear words of truth. And maybe you come just to gather any resources you can so you can maintain and make it through each day of your experience. Whatever your why, we want to make sure that you're being fed at this bountiful table. So let me hear from you, whether you're in the chapel or somewhere, let me hear from you so that we can be the service and serve you as we're told to do. Jesus Christ said, feed my sheep. That's what we want to do here, don't we? We want to make sure that no one leaves hungry. No one leaves hungry and hungering for that spiritual touch. What does it mean for you to be a part of this divine gathering? How can you contribute to that beacon that we talk about each and every Sunday? I think it takes a village. I think it takes all of us opening our minds and our hearts to the possibilities that lie ahead. There is an enormous amount of possibilities. Do you believe we can create a sanctuary of love? Yeah. Or you wouldn't be here Sunday after Sunday. We have set the intention in motion for the health and the vibrancy, not only of our community, but I want to spread this out because the universe needs this morning. They need to know all of us are invited to the table. And if we come and share ideas, if we share emotions, I'm sure we can find a way to create a world that'll work for all. But it takes work. You can't just mouth words. I can't just tell you these things and not go out and practice them myself. It takes doing the work. I like Johnny Coleman, she's a Christ Universal minister, but She was ordained in unity. And she says it works if you work it. So if you're thinking, well, this isn't working, it works if you work it. And in anything in your experience, just think about it. It works if you work it. Add a bit of truth to whatever it is you're doing. It works if you work it. Scripture tells us our elder brother, our way shore, came that we may have an abundant life. The table has been prepared for us, and we are invited not just to the table, but to a life of abundance, love, and connection. And guess what? It works if you work it. You have to do the work. Prayer, meditation, affirmations. It works if you work it. Are you ready? Are you ready for the shift?
Yes.
All right. Woo,
yes.
Thank you. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment and we're going to turn within. We're going to each connect because we're like snowflakes. You know, we're individuals. But when we come together, boy, we can stop traffic. We can stop all the negative vibrations. So let's begin by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath. We want to take just a few moments apart. We want to connect to our indwelling spirit, to that Christ presence. We want to develop that consciousness of the Christ. So we surrender in this moment. Knowing we are being guided. We surrender in this moment, knowing we are being placed at that table, the bountiful table that has been so richly prepared for each of us. We know we are being guided deep within to touch the wisdom of spirit. And as we reach out and touch, our eyes are opened. We now see the unique gifts that we have. We now see that we are empowered to go forth and to share with our communities. Yes, we are growing in spirit. We're growing to a point where we know what unconditional love feels like. We're in it right now. We're growing to a point where we know what the wisdom of the ages feels like. We're in it right here, right now. We're growing to a point where we are swimming in the living waters of life, breathing in spirit, and as we feel that one presence and that one power uniting us in this moment, right here, right now, just take a few moments to experience. To feel that light. Right here, right now. In the quiet. We are expressions of love and unity. Together in the spirit of truth, we strengthen our bonds and our ties to one another. And we share the light that each of us carries with the universe. And in the power and the presence of the One, we affirm to ourselves, I am at peace, one with the presence of pure being. I am at peace, one with the presence of pure being. And as we prepare ourselves to return to the presence of this room, opening our eyes and becoming aware of the oneness bond that we share, we do so saying, thank you, God, for love, for light, for peace. Thank you, God, for the awareness of oneness. Thank you, God, for this bountiful table of truth. We are grateful. And for this and for all things, we let our lights unfold as they should. And for this we say, thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold, not only in ourselves, but within everyone we come in contact with. Amen.